I'm so sorry.
You're fine.
I can't imagine that experience. I can't imagine walking in and being denied.
I don't want you to imagine an experience like that. Don't want you it's to think that because of the color of my skin, that was the experience that I went through. I would hope that none of you all would ever experience temperance, anything like that ever again. And that was a hard fight for us to get the barriers broken, the doors open. But it looks like y'all gonna have to take up the fight again. It's on you all now. It's really on you all now.
So it trickles down. Mm-hmm.
Very demeaning. That might be the word we want to get in there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how old were you when that happened?
Just say I was a baby. Mm-hmm. I was a baby in education. Everybody can find out anything they want to find out about any of us. You know, we can find out with your fingernail polish color if we want to. But I just always say I was extremely young in my career. Mm-hmm. But I'm tough.
Absolutely.
I came from slavery. And that apparently that tribe that we came out of was determined. How do I know they were determined? They survived. And they delivered, each generation delivered to the next generation, to the next generation. So it just made me like, okay, we gonna get this job done. And how I take that is, that wasn't where I needed to be. Chase was where I needed to be. But you know, I'm small in stature, like you are. You're a little taller. You're bigger. I played basketball in high school. Now, you know, you look at me, you're like, that little lady ain't played any basketball. Y'all thinking about the basketball that you see now. We're going back in time. So, you know, it was a half court. Y'all ever heard of half court basketball? Mm-hmm. The guards were on one side. The shooters were on the other side. And my role was to guard the people who were shooting. Let's say if we played the small school, so my high school wasn't large enough to play. The colored high school here in Athens was called Athens Industrial High School. Black schools couldn't be named the name of the city. So they had to be Athens High Industrial School. Remember I told you my high school was named Glenwood. Mm-hmm. Couldn't be named Wynabara, where the white kids went. You see what I'm saying? See, everything was set. It was almost like the message in society was telling us we're less than, but we didn't believe it. Now, why I threw in basketball is I think that helped make me a little tougher, too, because, you know, they were fast and tall, the girls that could shoot the balls and so forth, but I could guard them and block them and get the ball across the line to my side that was going to guard them and shoot them and so forth, shoot the ball for us to make the points. I think that had a lot to do with my manner and how I accepted situations and so forth. So you've heard the thing, down but not out. I never considered myself out of any game. Mm-mm. And you can't. Don't you dare.
Absolutely not.
Don't ever.
This is off topic, but I do relate to that. I'm playing volleyball.
Yes.
It's a very tall sport.
Yes.
I'm a libero, though.
Yes.
I man the ground.
Yes.
So.
But you get it, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
You get the job, that's it.
Okay.
And whatever it is, you got to fight for it. Now, this picture became more than me, Miss Johnny Leigh Burks, because I got a race of people I'm representing. I got a family. I've got colleges, I've got high schools, I got all these people. But more to the point, I can hear my slave ancestors. So you gotta keep pushing. If we got it this far, you gotta take it to the next level. So what I'm saying to you, you can't quit. Because this is not about me. You know, of course, I was very torn up. I told my husband, I said, oh, they didn't let me in, and so forth. And he's dealing with his federal government job doing some of the same integration kinds of things. But you can't quit. See, you playing volleyball, your teammates depending on you. You can't get a little skin and stop. You know, you can't say my knee hurts and stop. They need you to play. So I had to stay in the game. So he sent me back and said, this is where we're going today. I arrived at Chase Street.
So how quick was that turnaround from
Elk? A day.
A day.
A day. I got the rest of the day off from Abs Road. Next day I was at Chase. Few streets over, but a whole different environment.
Really?
Yes.
What made it different?
Well, I can't really answer this, but I'm going to tell you the things that we kind of see the way Athens is laid out now. You're familiar with Millage Avenue and all Millage Circle, Five Points. You went to Barrel, that leads to the University of Georgia. You got to tell me about the area, the economics, you know, college professors, business owners. You kind of make up that zone. The funny thing was, 10 years later, I was back over here on this side of town, 1976, running the Clark Mill guidance office. When I arrived, they named me the colored lady that made the schedules. Totally different zone. Just think of, well, it's still a little bit the same, isn't it? When you think about Beechwood Hills, what's all those streets going all through there? Very affluent. I'm not saying affluent did anything about anybody's attitude, but just to answer your question, I think that would have, don't you think, probably has something to do with the other side of town. Some affluent people there, because the zone is still the same. You know, Chase Street, when you think about Okoochee, you knew that, some boulevard, but you had Navy Base. You know, University
really?
Of Georgia, y'all don't know about the Navy Base. You didn't realize we had the Navy Base? I like this.
I love this!
Yes!
Interesting.
Yes! Okay, you know when you go out Prince Avenue, and you get at the intersection on Oglethorpe Avenue, and make that left turn, you know it now as a medical school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You live along
Prince.
Yeah.
So
well, that's
there.
The name of Supply Corps School.
Oh, wow.
So you had international influence, people traveling all over the world.
Okay. Uh-huh.
That had something to do with it. They were used to different races and cultures and so forth. And many of the other nations, you all tell me, because, you know, I may be off target on this, but many of the other races are not just segregated by race. America's a little different experiment. We love our democracy, but we are a nation that was segregated by race. I like this. You only realize the Navy Base. So, see, I had a lot of Navy Base children, and they would come in and speak in my classes and so forth. So that. And then when you think about Normal Town and the hardware store, and back then you had Athens General Hospital, which you all know as Piedmont Medical Center, or whatever the name is. I guess it's Piedmont Athens Regional or something there.
Yeah.
It was Athens General Hospital, segregated. Black patients in one area and white patients in another area. Everything was segregated. But I think I'm giving you a little bit of insight and maybe in the difference in the zone.
Yeah.
I can't say anything about the parents or the children at that time at Apps, because I just dealt with the principal of the school.
Mm-hmm.
The principal, Mr. Robert Gerard at Chase Street, was altogether different. Man looked like probably in his 40s, but altogether different. And the Navy Base flair, I think, would have had a lot to do with it. But that was money on that side of town. So it wasn't all just economics. And there were university professors who lived in that zone. I had many of their children in my class. So it was just different on this side of town. That was more of a elitist. Now, the University of Georgia was integrated student-wise by a court order. I know y'all know this, in 1961, Charlene Hunter and Hamilton Holmes, that was a court order. You got to do it, Judge Boodle. Now, what Mr. Woods started to move on was not a court order. He saw it coming, so he started to gradually move on that.
It's really shocking to see how small of a town we are, but see the differences in the area.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. One street over can make a difference. Sure can.
So, we've kind of talked about your experience transferring, and that we've kind of touched on the different atmosphere that you mentioned. Could you, your storytelling is incredible. I think I've been immersed this entire time. Could you possibly set up what it was like being an overall just Black educator during this time? During this integration.
And I like what she said, see how she jumped forward. Remember, we weren't called Black then, we were called colored. Which you can't understand. I never saw myself in a box. I'm just an educator. I'm a first class human being. I'm a fine woman. I told you I was a guard on that basketball team. So you may want to put me in some kind of little box, but I never believed it. I had to go to the back of the bus traveling from either Statham or Athens or Winder to get to Atlanta where my college was. Seats in the front were vacant, but I was relegated to that colored section. But I always knew this is something external. That never really had anything to do with me. And of course I got to Atlanta and we participated in getting those laws, you know, what I said to you earlier. So I never saw myself as a colored educator. I'm just a first class educator. You know, I read, write, spell, and do common math like everybody else. I got some talents. Mm-hmm. And I can show you what I can do, but I'm really not showing you. I'm dealing with me, because now I come back to my heritage. We always knew that we were going to get the best version of us out of us. You weren't going to pigeonhole me, kind of thing. So you had a way to work. I did have some advantages. They knew how to work around the machinery and were respected in their place, but not in at the level that the white supremacy system was. And then I'll explain that to you. I never could understand why my grandmother, who was a polished educator, a little girl, called her Aunt Mary. And I would say to my mom, we can to them. You couldn't, Black people, colored people couldn't be called Mr., Mrs. or whatever. So the men were uncle somebody. And I was questioning all that, and I was like, I don't like that. So coming back to your question, I never saw myself as a colored educator. I'm just a polished first class educator. You give me the textbook, I'll read it. That's why reading is so important. You know, put me in there where the math is taught, I'll learn it. I was kind of like an overachiever. I liked learning. It kind of carried me to school all my life. And the other thing is, and you all are doing it, you are showing it, they're paying attention. It's so much you learn just by paying attention. So if I was in the back of a faculty meeting with my mom and her other colleagues and they were discussing, you know, you're doing your homework, but I was always paying attention. So they just said to us, you're going to be the best version of yourself. And so I was the best version of myself. So the fact that my skin was, they said, colored, and the laws said I needed to go to the back or whatever, I said, one day I'm going to be at the front. And now this day has come, hasn't it? You can't give up. You got to keep on scratching. And you're going to have adversities. You know we had them. You just got to keep on pushing. So the answer to your question is I never saw myself that way. Never saw myself as anything substandard. I just needed to get in the room.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. My computer's turned off. I don't really care. So we're aware that you're in the process of your book. So with that being said, you haven't been able to give us very many details, I'm assuming, because of that book?
I think I've given you details, but there's some intricate things that will just go in the book, but I'm yes. telling you my story. There's just a lot of little intricate things that will come out.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm not sure how
I want to know. Just say it.
Just kind of like, not so much you express how you didn't view yourself as someone restrained to your box, restrained to the
label. I wouldn't understand it.
No. What were the challenges that you were presented with? Because I know with us being students, we hear about them third person, something that we hear about, like the challenges of not being white during that time period, but not from a firsthand account. Is what I'm saying, I'm trying to make.
Well, we're certainly limited economically. The black teachers didn't make the same thing the white teachers made. My mother was a professional educator. So you limited economically.
Mm-hmm.
That's still, you know, we live here in Athens, they're still talking about poverty.
Yeah.
We hadn't gotten that straightened out yet. Economics. Economics will always do it. So if you limit it economically. And then the other thing is, and I don't know what you all are hearing, you all would have to tell me, but with no rights, you couldn't challenge anything. So there was farming going on. My mother did a little farming on the side, but there were big farmers in our community. They grew nice, fluffy cotton bolls. But when they take them to the gin, they went through a white processor. And so they would always find something wrong with those white fluffy cotton bowls. How did that factor out money-wise? The bale of cotton always brought less than. So they couldn't ever get out of that system. And most of the time, those people were the merchants in town, so they ran the grocery stores, they ran wherever you were going to buy the fertilizer, charge everything, and so forth. So it was like a system that went around and around. You couldn't get anywhere. So economics, which is we're still talking about, that economics, it was very hard. Everybody was scratching out. You're just scratching out a living. But so this modern time now, people still scratching out living. And in some cases, it's based on color. It determines where you live if you don't have any money. And if the system is controlling the money, what you call it, redlining, that may be a term you all have heard in these days and times, you know, paying more for whatever you bought. Mm-hmm. You might have paid a bill three times, but you couldn't say anything. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Had no rights. People disappear. Nobody saw them. People don't know what happened to them. Everybody's scared to ask what happened to them.
Gosh.
That was just the climate. That brings us back to the Selma to Montgomery March that they just celebrate. The climate. You all can't imagine. This is America.
And it does not help that economics is just such a generational,
that's right.
Dependent.
That's exactly
yeah.
Right. You said it. So how do you break it? See, that's the thing. So you need better opportunities, better education. I'm really a proponent of early education. Them little babies, them 2 and 3 and 4 year olds, got to get them in there and get them hooked on books and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And the system around them, the support system, the families. Why, some families, because of the color of our skin, if we want $100,000, we got to work three jobs. Because somebody's white, they can work one. That answer your question, what we're getting to?
Mm-hmm.
Climate. Economics. That's your big key right there. You can break that. Just based on what we are able to do.
Mm-hmm.
Not just based on my skin is darker than yours. That just didn't make any sense.
Isabella, did you have anything that you wanted to jump in?
Yeah, this is going back a little bit, back to Chief Street,
yes,
but that
ma'am.
Was really, thank you for telling us all that. That was really, yeah. So on
I
the,
left you with a sad face.
Oh, no, sorry. I have a very...
you sensitive, I can tell. You internalize all of this foolishness. Go ahead, darling. It does seem like it's foolishness, doesn't it?
Well, so on your first day How were you feeling just like when you got up that morning, when you walked into school, first day at Chase Street, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. What was kind of going on?
Well, what's going to happen today?
Yeah.
How is this assignment going to be? And it was totally different when I walked up. Mr. Gerard was standing there waiting on me, welcomed me, and we went in the office and sat down and talked a little bit because, you know, they knew what had happened. Mr. Wood had told them what happened and so forth. And he blamed himself. He said, oh, I think I got the numbers mixed up. We know he didn't get the numbers mixed up. But after sitting in the office maybe 45 minutes to an hour, then he said, well, you fifth grade, I'm going to place you to experienced fifth grade teachers, kind of like the two that I had left at Colored East Athens Elementary School, Mrs. Marjorie Brightwell, Miss Lily Tabor. I'll not forget them. When you ride down the road and you look at Chase Street, that's the old front on the building.
Oh, that hasn't been changed.
It's just been updated. Oh, wow. I'm sure the brick's been washed and re-whatever you do to keep the whatever holds the bricks, mortar. I'm sure they remodeled them and so forth, but that's that old part.
Yeah.
So the lower side of the building facing the street, that's the room they gave me. It's the principal's office now. I was right there on the front.
Yeah. So you know like that hallway you walk into where it's like the darker wood?
That's it. That's the hallway.
So you walked in. That's really cool.
And I was at the lower part, the supply room was down below me. Many trips were made to the supply room. Because they wanted to see the colored teacher in there teaching.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But they warmly received me, those two middle-aged mm-hmm. ladies. They weren't threatened by anything. They were on down the road in their career. And you know, we had the team together playing everything. You all went to elementary school, so you knew you were working with a team of teachers that took care of you.
Yeah, I think being mm-hmm. an elementary school teacher at all is brave. But, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you remember any like specific details, like what you were wearing that day? This is all
I don't. And we didn't have the phones and all the stuff. If I had known I was gonna be living for all of this, I certainly would have.
You would have figured out pages
and everything. Like you just didn't know it. Yeah. But I'm sure I was immaculately dressed. And it had nothing to do with any of that. That's the family I came from.
Yeah.
My grandmama always wore suits, glasses sat on the nose. Just I come from generations of that. That's just who we are.
Yeah.
So I didn't dress any different going for that. Mm-hmm. We dress for success because mm-hmm. of who we are.
That's what we call it in Odyssey too. Yes. But yeah,
so I didn't change me in any way, anything about anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I really want you to understand that because I was already first class.
Do you remember like meeting your first class at Chase Street?
I do.
Starting the class, anything like that?
Little faces, just like the little faces I left, but the little faces I left were all brown. And now I got an all-white class with three little brown faces in who had gotten there by choice. You know, I remember I said some parents had gone to the board office to ask the board to let them move their children. So it was just a fifth grade class, the little cute children with pigtails, and they wasn't thinking about me. They just said, hey, Miss Teacher, children are innocent. We teach all this other stuff because it was just a class. I found out in later years that my darlings that I left, nobody told them what had happened to their beautiful teacher that they loved. So it was many, many years later that I found that out because there was this, people were just scared.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were scared to talk about anything. It was just like a secret that we trying to break the ice, we trying to break this mold here.
Mm-hmm.
The children are just children. You call the roll, you get them organized, you place them in the classes, you gonna hand out the books. Y'all remember going through school, you know how it works.
Okay, cool. Well, just kind of throughout the rest of your career, what would you say you were like as a teacher? Like, were you focused on like building connections with students or anything like that?
Just what I told you all, the children are the reason. Mm-hmm. I did have along the way a couple of teachers, especially in my 7th and 8th grade year, they shortchanged us. They could have done more, you know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Everybody's doing whatever they do. No way along the way do I feel like I wasted anybody's time.
Yeah.
Children don't need to have their time wasted. Every minute counts. So, you know, every day is not, you're not going to be your top of your game every day. But my weakest day, you're going to learn something, you know, in whatever I'm responsible for. Because I didn't want my time wasted. And, you know, a lot of times when teachers were fooling with somebody, cutting up or whatever, I didn't know this. Somebody told me along the way how they spent their time. They just go to the back of the book and read the chapters that they knew they weren't going to get to, you know, because class had been slowed down along the way. I couldn't have done that anyway because so many chapters were missing out of my books when I was a student because we got the hand-me-down books.
Yeah.
But just, you know, you travel as fast as you can. You all know how your classes work now. Mm-hmm. I don't know what y'all are doing now, but, you know, back in our day, we had to have lesson plans on the desk with objectives. I don't know if the teachers are teaching that way now, y'all.
We had that for a while. Sometimes they, like, write them up on the board.
Yes. You got to follow those objectives.
Yeah, I mean, learning intentions now.
All right, they just renamed them.
So
that's not it. It's everything. New names.
The new names, that's it. So you got to make sure you cover those objectives and make sure that when you get to those reviews in the back, 80% of those objectives need to be mastered, you know, to cheat the students out of anything like that. Mm-hmm. But because of the resources and everything, it was probably easier because, you know, if I didn't have it at East Athens, I did the same thing that was done for me. I was going to bring in something extra. You know, going back to that mimeograph machine that you all don't know anything about, if a chapter was missing, and this is the vocabulary. I don't know if they even teach reading comprehension and vocabulary and phonetics and all those kind of spelling and handwriting and all that. I was going to make sure the kids didn't suffer. So then you do what you have to do. So it might have meant I was staying up at night with my East Athens students. But when I got to Chase, I didn't need to do that because the textbooks all were new and, you know, they changed them every 3 or 4 years or whatever. And see, after integration, they stopped. They had to figure out what to do with them. But before integration, when the white schools changed them, they went across town to the color schools and we got to use books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I don't have that much else, but just what was your favorite part of being a teacher? Because you taught for a pretty long time, right?
I taught 7 years.
Okay.
And went to graduate school.
Okay, cool.
Because remember, I told you, my mother told me, it's time for you to get a job. They always knew I was headed to graduate school. And I didn't go back to Clark Atlanta because of convenience. Because, you know, I needed to then have residence and so forth. So then I started my journey at the University of Georgia. Now, your question was, in my whole career.
What was your favorite part of teaching? Like, what kept you teaching?
Your face. I'm serious. The love of seeing my students' eyes and the progress and the joy and accomplishing things. Mm-hmm. And my first year I taught 6th grade, and other years, 6 years, I taught 5th grade. Remember I told you, are you smarter than a 5th grader? Just that mastery of materials. And the excitement, my husband taught me how to make a volcano out of clay and the formula, and we exploded a volcano in the classroom. So she traveled across the United States with the geography. And I think I may still have that geography book, which if I do have it, I'm going to give it to Chase Street. But we took that trip across the United States, and just to see the children's eyes and what we mastered, and the excitement and so forth. It's the joy of learning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The growth.
Yeah.
The growth and the warmth. And most of the time, my students hated to leave me.
Yeah.
And I taught a Sunday school class once where they wouldn't leave me. So we just had to go on up and make it to high school class when it got time to go.
Oh, wow.
I'm passionate about, I don't want your time wasted.
Yeah.
See, you don't time, it's, you can't get time back. Mm-hmm. You know, ask questions in class. You know, the teacher needs to do that job too. It's a teamwork kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to be on your game every day. You know, but you've done enough to make sure that, don't let your children suffer. My students did suffer.
For sure. Are there any students you're like still in touch with?
Many. Many.
Do you ever see them, like just mm-hmm. around town?
Mm-hmm. The ones that are in town and in touch with a lot of them. And the other thing is, there's so many. Because, see, they ain't running the guidance office. See, I was in charge of the whole school and so forth. So it's like, I see you all now, but if I had seen you at Barra, when I see you now, you have to remind me, oh, I was in your class at, you know, because y'all change. You know, you mature. You become an adult. So many times they'll have to tell me, I say, you got to remind me. Most of the time, though, Isabella, there's something about the eyes.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
and I said,
wait a minute, you so-and-so, and that is fun. Many, some out of town stay in touch with me.
That's awesome.
It's been a joyous ride.
Yeah.
It's been a joyous ride.
That is kind of all I have. Do you want to ask about the renaming a little bit? And then I think we've taken...
Get a drink of water while you
absolutely.
Do. You go ahead.
So, this... past, I don't know how long we've been here, but however long we've been here, we've been talking about your career and kind of your experiences. We've been looking back. I'm going to kind of flip the tone, and I want to ask more about what you've seen in the present. First off, just how have you seen the school district and just the field of education change over the years?
There's some joy and some sorrow. As best I can answer that. I like all of everybody being together and the diversity, and certainly you have your equipment, your buildings, we talked about that and so forth. When I hear people talk about the reading scores, that's troubling to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's very troubling to me. I can't understand it. From the way I see it, and what I know about being a child and where I came from, I'm like, well, we got everything now. Why are we not reading?
Yeah.
I don't know this. I just hear it in the media. You know, everybody that I hear talking in authority, that's what they're talking about. I can't figure it out. I know the economic part has something to do with it. But I don't like that part. I would like all children to have access to get an education that would make them competent to go out in the world and do whatever they want to do employment-wise. Because we're coming back to that, making a living, and we like to have our families and the things that we need to do to run a household. I want all of you all to be successful. Reading is so critical to everything that any of us is going to do, and then that math computation. And the other thing, and you all know more about this now, I don't understand the violence.
Yeah.
I just don't understand that part. I just don't get that part. So that, I'm really not happy about that. Just, that bothers me.
I
don't get it.
There's been a couple things this year with, like, I don't know. It's almost like it's getting normalized, like with all the school shootings and everything.
Absolutely.
It's just like
we have drills. School's supposed to be a fun place.
Yeah.
You'll be doing what you all are doing, interviewing, exploring, taking pictures, going on your trips, in your classes, building community. How are we going to get community if we don't do it that way?
We have
Did I answer your question? Those are the things I'm really concerned about. And I don't have any suggestions. I used to think I knew everything. I know love is the key, but I don't know how to make people love each other if they choose a God over loving. I don't know how to do that. I'm a Sunday school teacher. Grew up in Sunday school. Love is better than hate. I don't know why we hate.
Yeah.
Age old question.
Sage or question? I like that. He really deep. I like that.
How have you seen, particularly Clark County, how have you've seen the system, the schools, like you said, whenever you walk up to, when you go to the Board of Education meetings, you see a completely different leadership team. Mm-hmm. What did that process of change look like in your eyes?
It was a hard-fought struggle. That was a hard-fought struggle to get what we see now, that diversity and women of color.
A woman of color
leading the Board of Education. Oh, I'm going to heaven. Awesome. That is absolutely awesome. I like to think my journey had a lot to do with laying the foundation. It's awesome.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Jerry.
And I'm very pleased when I see the board in operation. It's been a journey. But everything is worth something, you have to fight for. So that's evolved. I feel good. I mean, I smile when I see what's going on. And I want the wind to be at their back because they are representing you all. Mm-hmm. And I want them to pray that they will make the decisions so that all of you all get everything you get so that you will be able to do what you need to do on your journey through life, because you all are our citizens of the future. You're going to be our mayors and our presidents and our senators and teachers and professors and bus drivers and whatever. This is training the workforce. And the decisions that adults make are critical in you all's lives. That's the reason I said I never took anything lightly, you know, in anything that dealt with students. So when you said, you know, I got demands on my time, and I issue it out, but if a student calling me, she's going to get my time first. You know, the old folk can wait. I'm going to get to what you all are doing first.
Well, we really appreciate that.
Oh, yes. Well, y'all know what it's all about. You know what it's all about.
So on the topic of Dr. Gant, whenever she proposed to rename the elementary schools, there was a process where board members would submit names, people to possibly name the schools after. Were you made aware that you were submitted? What did that outreach, what did that communication look like?
That had been worked on before. And when it looked like it was just wonderful. Give you one of my shortest answers. Just wonderful.
Wonderful.
57 years. You're a mathematician from 1966 to where we are now.
Was it Dr. Gant that reached out?
Yes. That was behind the scenes things that they talked about.
Well, that's kind of why I'm here, just to get the behind the scenes.
Okay, well, you know, it's like I said, the 50th anniversary was 2016. Mm-hmm. And you just think about what you know about golden anniversaries. Mm-hmm. That's 50 years. Most things are celebrated at the time of the golden. So we are 7 years beyond that.
Mm-hmm. Was that when you were initially, do you remember a timeline for when Dr. Gant came to you?
I don't. But I can tell you this, there's a committee named Milestones in History Commemoration Committee. Milestones in History Commemoration Committee was organized to do just what we're talking about. So in 2013. So in 1961, Athens Clark County had the first black policeman. And Milestones in History celebrated that golden anniversary of that in 2013, so it was the golden plus one, and we work with Athens Clark County. So if you ride down Baxter Street, and we own Baxter now, so you just go up to the next corner, you'll see the West Police Precinct. That's the Moon Killian Building. There's a plaque on that from the Unified Government that commemorates 1961 when the first black policeman broke the barriers. People were then just all white policemen. And of course, we right back to that color thing. So in the case of where we are now, our golden anniversary should have been celebrated in 2016, and we did. But we didn't have this problem. The Milestones and History Commemoration Committee was working with that back then. But politics enters into anything you go in. I don't know whether y'all want to grow up to be politicians. Get your hands dirty.
Yeah.
Okay,
not sure. Okay, this is just kind of a random question, but
random question.
Yeah, but when you walked into Chase Street, like, you've just guessing, but you probably never like pictured it would be named after you one day, did you? Or did you walk in and you were like,
no, you're right. No.
Yeah.
At that time, remember what I told you? Now, you year after sale.
Yeah.
I don't know if you all know Lieutenant Lemuel Penn. If not, you put that name in your history and look it up.
Mm-hmm.
You see, this was a tumultuous period. You all came. Well, you this kind of put you back in context. You see some of the stuff that's going on now. They just released a report from Louisville, Kentucky. The police mm-hmm. report that's in the paper now. So y'all be aware of that. Everybody's heard of Breonna Taylor.
Yeah.
But no knock warrants and how she was murdered in her apartment and so forth. Mm-hmm. See, kind of going back to that now. Everybody knows what just happened in Memphis. Tennessee
yeah.
and all that, so we had a lot of stuff going on. Lemuel Penn was a colonel, I believe, but they were coming from Fort Benning, or some of the army bases. They were on their way back to Washington, D.C. I think they'd been to some reserve training. And they, you know how you change drivers when you're driving across country? They stopped at the Arch and changed drivers. And there was some men, some Ku Klux Klan named Guest, and some more names. Y'all can go back in there. We're in the library now. You can look all up what I'm telling you. I just want to give you these names, and y'all read about it. This will get you the context of what we were talking about. The Klan. So I think that was Charlene and Hamilton integrated the University of Georgia in 1961. They had the riot. They had to get her off the dome and so forth. That was the blow up and all of that. So it was 1961. I think Colonel Lemuel Penn was 63. He was murdered crossing a bridge after they crossed, moved out of Clark County, maybe into Madison County. The Ku Klux followed him, and then they killed him. So that was 63. Then you got Bloody Sunday in 1965, Edwin Pettus Bridge. Do I need to say any more about what the climate was like when we got to 1966? So you know I wasn't thinking anything gonna be named after.
Oh yeah.
I told you everybody was scared to death and so forth. It was kind of like quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got some black teachers in some schools, but it was like the Ku Klux were on the corner
mm-hmm.
and they're burning crosses in Mr. Wood's yard. He was right here on one of these village circles and some of these side streets.
Yeah.
That kind of climate. No, darling. No.
Yeah.
We have a dream now.
So what does it feel like now that that is happening?
I'm at peace.
Mm-hmm.
Job well done, Johnny.
Yeah.
You didn't drop the baton. But most so my slave ancestors are at peace.
Mm-hmm.
Their work was not in vain. I have no idea what they went through and how they were tortured and treated and so forth. And they never got a chance to sit around the table like this diverse group of us sitting around the table. So this brought some peace to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it says a lot when I spoke to the Chase Street family. It's not where you're coming from, it's where you're going. And one of the songs that I learned when I taught at Chase, we always sang, you know, everybody does the Star Spangled Banner, but my mother's Bethlehem school, we sang My Country, Jesus, Thee, Sweet Land of Liberty, key in on that liberty. We didn't have any liberty, but we were singing it because we thought one day. And then, oh, beautiful, spacious skies, amber waves of grain, fertile mountains, majesty. That's what I was taught. But then I didn't really realize as a child it didn't really mean me. But when I got to Chase Street with Miss Taylor, Miss Brightwell, they added another one. This land is your land, this land is my land. And we sang that together and so forth. I said, now we all together, and I believe that now. That's what this does for me now.
Yeah.
I am a part of this land. It's your land. This land is mine.
That's really awesome. Mm-hmm.
Stole my questions.
Okay.
So we done.
Oh, you're swooping. Well, let me hang on. Let me skip ahead. Temperance, do you have anything that you want to ask?
I want to hear Temperance's voice.
You
I don't have any questions. I'm just intrigued. But I like listening to you.
Oh, right.
I think that can go for both of us, too.
Yeah.
Well, I just know I got a bright future to look forward to because y'all enjoy it. And so y'all get out and go for your dreams. Whatever it is you want to do, get out there and do it. Do it. Break the barriers down. And more women are getting in powerful positions now. I'm just glad I'm living to see the women. You know, because we kind of been pushed aside. You know, we had to fight for women's rights.
I know I have something to ask. I think I was a little enthralled by what you were saying. So,
sorry, I don't really have anything.
Why she's deciding. Say that again, that first name again, because you told me your first name.
Cadence.
Cadence. Well, Cadence is thinking. Just my question would be now, what's your timeline? Do you do your Odyssey magazine monthly, or how do you publish it quarterly, or what happens?
So we try to do four each year. That has not happened the last couple of years.
Okay.
We had COVID, we had other stuff. This is going to be our third magazine that we're working on now.
Okay.
And I think most of the stories are done. They're like supposed to be done. I'm going to write this one, and then we'll have all that.
Okay.
We're going to design it and everything next week.
Okay.
So it should be coming up in like a month or two, hopefully.
Okay.
And we'll make sure you get one right away.
And I need more than one.
Yes, we'll make sure you get plenty.
It's so funny while we're coming back to Cadence's question.
Yeah.
I have, and you all are going to be the same way, I have college sorority sisters and roommates. So whenever something is going on to live in DeKalb County, they race to be the first one to tell me or whatever. So they saw something on the news the night Chase Street had the Black History Program, and it said something about I was speaking. So my freshman college roommate rushed to call me, and I was just coming in the house, and I picked up the phone because I saw it was her. She said, I was just making sure I call you. Before she called the other roommate's name, before she got a chance to call me. So why I said that is, if I give one roommate, a sorority sister, a copy of your magazine, I got to give the other one a copy, because they gonna tell the other one, she gave me a copy. And it's fun, and I want you all to have lasting lifetime friends like that. It's fun. What did you think of Cadence?
So, you talking about just like your friends' reactions to hearing the news, and then you said that the community response that you've been hearing of has been positive. Could you kind of talk a little bit more about how your direct and both the wider Athens community has responded to this renaming to you personally?
Okay, well, one thing is the flagpole didn't kill me. Have you seen the article in the flagpole? You know what the flagpole is. But that's a joke, don't you? We don't have a flagpole to rake you over the coals. So they just had a nice picture of me speaking and saying, you know, she's speaking at Black History and so forth. So, oh my God. Oh, that's just wonderful. You know, it was a process to get this done now. The people that wanted to voluntarily talk about the work I had done, the lives I have touched, and so forth. That was overwhelming. And diverse. Because that's how I live. If I have already been discriminated against, the last thing I want to do is discriminate against anybody else. So I live a diverse life. You know,
Yeah.
And my student, all my students know this. Your behavior is why I might drop you from your list if you're cussing out a teacher. I used to tell my students that you end up cussing out the teacher and acting up and holding up the class. I don't see you at the end of the day when I'm tired. That's what I would tell them. Because you don't need to be doing that. You need to behave. Mm-hmm. So I don't, what Dr. King said, not the color of your skin, the content of your character. So that's how I make my decisions. The diversity of the people that showed up on February 9th to stand there and talk about what Ms. Johnny Lee Burks had done in this community and across the state and the nation. I've been on national boards, state boards, and so forth, the Georgia School Counselors Association. I have a body of work.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, my alumni now back home, my high school alumni has adopted Wynne Elementary School. So I'm back to those books, Temperance. We give so many books to first graders. In fact, I got to go to the bookstore when I get some time now to pick those out.
Oh, cool.
So the reception is based on the work. Now, I'm not going to tell you everybody here is happy, everybody's not happy about anything. You know that? So, again, does it really matter whether everybody's happy or not? I sure wasn't happy growing up, but I had to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the key thing that we all have to remember, and we forget this, is in a democracy like we all in, when you all get grown, you're going to have to pay income tax. We all pay tax. And we all live in Clark County, I guess. Your students in Clark County for high schools, your parents are paying tax. We're all taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we forget that part. So I can't get everything I want. Temperance can't get everything she wants. Cadence, you can't. But all of us should get something.
Mm-hmm.
Did I answer your question?
Absolutely. And then kind of touching back on not everyone's going to be happy. And not everyone is happy.
No.
I'm not sure if you wanted to talk about that a little bit more, just kind of like, I'm not sure if anyone has said to you that the renamings shouldn't happen, like not just yours, but also ALPS, because the response that I've seen in kind of like my research,
What are you seeing?
They're not so much upset with the renaming and honoring your legacy and your contribution to Chase Elementary School, parents and school community members are more so upset with the board and the lack of transparency between the elementary school communities and the process because they were not alerted. There was not a lot of community input or involvement.
But there was a lot of community input and involvement. That was said at the board meeting. I don't know, you know, they have to speak for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The nomination was made in November, in December,
mm-hmm.
and it laid on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And it went out. But like I said, it had been worked on long before then.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, do we need 100 years? It took 200 and some for the Emancipation Proclamation. You know, I don't know what kind of input. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There were some people at the mic at the February meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I think they represented a contingent from Apps Road, but I don't know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't speak to that. But it's what I said to you earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's not going to be happy about anything.
Mm-hmm.
The work that President Biden has done now, they said he's too old.
Yeah.
We are not in a war. We have in Ukraine. What is the bill that passed all this infrastructure, that's dumped all this money throughout the United States? Y'all know what the bills are. Think about the work that this administration's doing. But they worry about what's going to happen in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So, as young people, as you all formulate your ideas and so forth, I just said we all need to stay somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
We're whining.
Mm-hmm.
That was one board member that was brand new. She said something about policies, and it hadn't been out for the policy. Well, stuff's been out for the policy the last 10 years. You couldn't call it policy, a policy problem at the time that this came up. See, like I said, this was worked on at our 50th anniversary. So I don't know what you're reading out there. I have no comments on it. The only thing that I can say is we are all citizens. This land is your land. This land is my land. I'm not going to get my way on everything. You're not going to get your way. But we all ought to get something. And it shouldn't be based on the color of our skin. And we got a lot of schools that are not named for people that look like me. But I've been paying tax here since 1965. So that's all I would say about that. You know, this land is my land too. It really ain't in about it's the Indians. We put them on the reservation. So did I address what you, and you can say more because, you know, it's all, well, it's always going to be that. You know, it's just like children on the playground. They whine. So is that animosity toward the board or Dr. Gann? Or what are you reading in your media?
It's not so much in the media that I've read. It's more so in I watched the board meeting, the very night.
Okay.
And there were some Chase parents that, like I said, they were very in support of the name change. They just felt that they had been left out of the process.
Which ones were Chase parents? Because now when I saw Miss Carol Williams and the caterer, it was three of the catering team was the thing. Lee Epton, because they all talked to me in the lobby. It was the dad and his son and now they all up there at the house. That was explained to me. I couldn't figure out who the Chase parents were that were negative. Help me.
There was Erin Thompson Podbin. She talked about being on the PTO and how she has two children that go to Chase. She was the main person that stuck out to me.
She and I have talked.
You have?
She and I have talked. I think we talked in the lobby after that meeting.
Her main concern was more so directed at the board about, like, how, as a parent, she felt very uninformed about the vote and the name change. And in her time at the podium, she expressed that she would support her children's school no matter the name. She just wished.
She said her children didn't really care about the name, if that's the lady I'm thinking about. And we talked in the lobby.
I'm sure. In the student interviews that I've gotten at Clark Central from Chase Street alumni, they also, they care in the sense that it's honoring you and it's honoring the history that, in Dr. Gant's words, a history that hasn't really been put in the forefront of like Athens education. However, in terms of like naming of the facility, like you said, there was also the concern about like changing the facility naming policy or process, whatever it was, something a little nitpicky. There isn't a lot of resistance in terms of changing a name.
Those that you talked to that went to Chase, tell them Miss Burks loves them. And that's what I'm sending to them, love.
You will see them in the magazine, actually.
I love them.
Treat frogs.
And that's a democracy. This is a democracy.
Yeah, well, I think we've taken so much of your time. I'm
well,
sorry.
Well, my time was so for you long. Now. I got you all, because I can check you all off now. Go on to the next one now.
Well,
okay, we got what you need.
Also, yes, ma'am. You told me that you would tell me what you why you would remember my name.
That's a key component of my sorority, Temperance. Is your mom an elder?
No.
Okay. So you and I will always be close. Your name is Temperance. Y'all are precious.
We love talking to you. This was amazing.